Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sanhedrin, Perik Tess, Mishnah Hey, Misha Laka Vishana. Someone was Iber and Avera. For this Avera, there's a Chi of Karis and Malkus. Now, what that means is, when a Shemaim is going to get Karis, dies young, it can mean other things as well. But if Bezin gives him Malkus, that patters him on the Karis. That's the din. If someone does any Avera, which is a Chi of Karis, and the Edom say Edus, that he was Iber the Avera after he was warned not to, Bezin gives him Malkus. And if he gets the Malkus and does tshuva, he doesn't get the Karis. And sometimes in life, you know, things happen that hurt. We don't understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving us from something from a greater Einish Chas V'Shalom that could have came. But we have to do tshuva. We have to realize whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is chesed. Okay, so Misha Laka V'Shana. This person did an Aveira, should be a Chi of Karis. He got his Malkus, but apparently his tshuva, he have not been sincere. Maybe he was sincere, but Lamaisa he couldn't hold out. The Yetzirah got the best of him. He did the Aveira again, and he got Malkus again. He does not get a third set of Malkus if he's over the Aveira a third time. Rather, Bezdin machnisin oisai lekipa. The Bezdin places him in a cell. Ulachilin oisai, and they give him to eat soiden barley achakreisai mizbakas until his stomach like bursts open. Vaitra zokta mishnah hoidek nefesh shaloi ve'edim. Someone kills another person, but we don't have Edom. Maybe there was something wrong with the Edos. Maybe their warning wasn't proper. But the court is absolutely certain that he committed the Aveda. He's the murderer. Machnisan oisai lekipa. Here too, they place him in a kippa. Umachilan oisai lechem tsar. They feed him small amounts of bread. Umayim lachatz and limited amounts of water. So now his stomach shrinks. And then they feed him the barley bread, which expands the stomach. And that is how he leaves the world. So again, in our Mishnah, we learned that if someone is over in Aveira that has a chi of Malkus, actually a Chi of Karis, but Bezin gave him Malkus. He's lucky he got Malkus, so that saves him from the Karis. But he does it again, and he got Malkus again. Now he did it a third time. So Bezin takes him into this kippah, this small room, and they feed him barley. Now it doesn't say over here that they first give him a little bread and a little water so that his stomach shrinks, but the Gemara says that from what we see later, it teaches us what happened over here. We also learned that if someone kills someone bemazed, but there's a problem with the Edus. But Bezin is absolutely certain that he did it. And when we say a problem with the Edus, it could be one eight sword from one window, the other eight sword from a different window, or it could be there was no Hasra. Meaning to say there was Hasra, but they didn't properly give him Hasra. Whatever the case may be, we know he did it, just that we can't give him Misa because the Edus didn't check out 100%, according to Hilchas Edus. So this is Allah L'Moshe Masinai, that he too goes through this punishment. This is only by Ritzayach. It does not apply to any other Chiyuvei Misas Bezdin. That's what the Rambam says.